If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to deal with an important subject of hijab according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But let's listen to a short biography before we start our program. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Since we are talking about the important subject of hijab, Sheikh Javid, would you be kind enough to talk about the situation or the scenarios of, observing hijab among girls? Is it obligatory for girls, actually, after puberty or after reaching the age of obligation, to wear hijab like an adult woman?
Sure. A girl, first of all, I would like to say that a girl attains the age of legal responsibility or puberty, let me call it, at the completion of 9 lunar years.
It depend on the geographical places?
No, it doesn't, Most of the religious authorities, I should say majority of the scholars, have stated that a girl attains the age of adulthood or puberty at the completion of 9 lunar years. So when a girl turns 9 and completes the 9 years old, 9 years of her age, then she must start praying. Everything becomes obligatory.
Regardless of the physiology or the physique of the girl?
Yeah, regardless. Yeah, sure. But for example, fasting becomes obligatory on her. But if she is physically not ready, if she is incompetent, in the sense that she's not fit for, let's say, observing fast, or fasting becomes extremely difficult for her, then in that case she can break her fast, but then she must make it up later at any time whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means fasting is obligatory on her. But
prayer is not
it's not going to be hard. Difficult to pray. So even a child who is 5 years old,
yes,
can pray.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, if a girl attains the age of puberty, she must start praying like all other women. And the same is the case with hijab, okay? When a girl attains the age of legal responsibility, all the legal duties and obligations will become obligatory on her without any difference. And I mean that there is no difference between her and other women.
And one short comment or a quick note to what you've been saying about the legal age of responsibility. I'm sure that our dear audience would know the difference between the age of obligation under the religious laws, as opposed to in fact a kind of legal kind of year which people come of age, and it depends from place to place, where, for example, somebody's held accountable, for example, to the legal responsibilities of their whereabouts, like, for example, whether it is 18 years of age or 19, depending on which state or which country you live in, right?
Yeah.
So there's a huge difference between legal age and or coming of age, and also the religious age of obligation,
sure.
Right?
Of course, there is. Because the legal age, we use the term legal, and unfortunately, this word is used and misunderstood sometimes.
Yeah.
Because when we use the word legal, it could refer to Sharia and the divine and religious age, and it could refer to the statutory what they call it, the law
of the country.
Of the country, yes.
Yes.
According to the law of a country, a girl, for example, a child attains the age of legal responsibility at the completion of 18 years of
yes.
age.
And no matter whether it's, regardless of the sex, whether it's a boy or a girl,
regardless
right?
of the sex.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and newly asked questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad Hossein. This program, and Sheikh Tawbid is still our guest speaker. And the subject we are delving into is actually hijab. I'm going to, ask you about a scenario where there is an email, actually, Sheikh Tawbid. It's about a mother's unhappiness with her daughters observing hijab. The email says, my sister is a student. She's 16 years old and a believing girl. She's careful about prayers and other acts of worship. She sincerely wants to wear hijab, but unfortunately her mother forbids her to wear hijab and tells her that she will fight with her to prevent her from wearing it or observing hijab. Because she thinks she's at a young age, even though she's an adult and she's duty bound. The girl's father also sees eye to eye with her mother in this matter. Should the girl insist on wearing the hijab and observing the Islamic dress code, Sheikh Tawbid?
Well, it is not permissible for anyone to prevent someone from acting upon the commandments of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Acting upon the divine rules that are mandatory upon him or her. Now, every individual should carry out what is his or her legal duty, even if he or she has to disobey her parents or his parents. Now, in this and the example that you give, because the girl wants to observe hijab, but the mother is not happy about it. She is quite disgruntled and she's unhappy. She's objecting to her daughter and not letting her to wear hijab. Of course, she has no right whatsoever
mm-hmm.
to prevent
yes.
Her daughter from wearing hijab. And in this case, she... The girl who has attained the age of legal responsibility must carry out what is her legal duty, what is her religious responsibility. And her religious responsibility is to observe hijab, to wear the scarf and to cover herself modestly and properly, and not wear clothes that are flashy, that are, eye-catching, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So. I see. And something about the women's eyes. There is a question as to whether women's eyes are part of their adornment or not. Would you talk about that too?
The woman's eyes can be very beautiful, can be maybe very much attractive. And according to the religious authorities, a woman's eyes are one of the visible adornments that are excluded from the obligation of covering. I mean that it's not necessary for a woman to cover her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the event that the woman wears makeup, for example, she wears the eyelash extensions,
mm-hmm.
because in modern time, many women tend to use the eyelash extensions
mm-hmm.
to present themselves as more beautiful, and they want to see that they want to be looked at as more presentable, and when they go to this to their relative's home or when they attend a wedding party. So,
yes.
Of course, those external things which a woman wear, like the eyelash extensions, first of all...
And all of the makeup forms?
All of them are makeup, and she cannot wear them in public. And, of course, again, we have the mascara and other these things, different kinds of, let's say makeup or maybe... things which I actually have no idea because I'm not into the, in such things.
Yes.
So generally speaking, generally speaking, a woman should cover her adornments, her beautification from non-mahram. And of course, if a woman wears something which is considered to be makeup on her eyelashes or eyelids or around the eyebrows, then she must cover them from non-mahram men.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice answers to these questions in the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws. And we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو